I'm Rochelle Hurt, and this is my poem, In the Century of Rust. In the century of rust, the city's shoulders glittered with fiery dust. Dramatic, wind-driven, it cloaked every citizen and found its way into each of the body's hollows. It fell from their mouths in scabs when they sang too loud, yawned too long, or sighed too heavily. It left iron-orange streaks on their tongues when they kissed, so it was always apparent when two had been kissing. They had to brush their hands nightly along each other's spines just to keep their backs from rusting out. That stuff, mothers would say to one another, will eat through anything. This imagined city is based on Youngstown, Ohio, which is where I grew up in Northeast Ohio in the Rust Belt. So I wanted to sort of pay tribute to Youngstown, but also to come up with a new version of Youngstown. Everything that I had seen about Youngstown in the past was documentary style, somewhat depressing news coverage of how it's a city in decline, how it was part of the Steel Belt and is now part of the Rust Belt. I remember Rust being just sort of present in the background landscape of Youngstown, and I'm not sure that I noticed it. It was like the water that I swam in. It's sort of a rusty city. There are a lot of dilapidated and abandoned buildings, a lot of rusted metal. And I guess I didn't really start thinking about it, about that landscape and how it's different from some other places until I moved away. Then I started thinking about how beautiful rust can be, actually. Of course, it's a sign of decay and disrepair, but I think it's also kind of beautiful in that it adds unexpected color and texture to urban landscapes. I don't want to glorify rust, though. You know, there are, I think, people who glorify urban ruin in a way that kind of ignores the problems behind it. But I do think that that landscape, the sort of rusty, dilapidated, gray landscape, for me is nostalgic and comforting because it's just what I grew up around. Rust signifies home for me. When I find myself in places that resemble Youngstown in that way, I do feel kind of at home. I feel at ease. I sort of take a breath, which is a strange thing. A lot of people are confused by that, like being in a falling down building as a source of comfort. But there is something kind of comforting and home-like for me about it.
Poet Rochelle Hurt.